Let's get to the Survivor Series card. We'll talk more about The Undertaker in just a second. For Bobby Lashley, U.S. Champion, versus Canadian Sami Zayn, Intercontinental Champion. Who you got in this one?
If Sami Zayn is still the champion, I'm going to go Bobby Lashley in this. But anything can happen in the next 24 hours. Who knows what Vince McMahon's thinking? You might want to put the title on Apollo Crews or someone else. So if there's a new champion going into the match, I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley losing as a result of the Hurt Business being attacked by Retribution. But as is right now, I'm going to go Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley in a squash. Bobby Lashley will win in a squash. Now, I'm looking forward to this match. The New Day versus the Street Profits. So, in this match, Giancarlo, simply, who gets the smoke?
This is another tough. I think I want to see it stay the same, but who knows? Again, like, this is a match I think I thought was actually going to change when the New Day were defending the titles, but I think the New Day might get the upper hand in this. I think they're going to use this as a way to get the Street Profits over a lot more. They'll have more of the flashy offense, and maybe Kofi gets the win for his team because they might have some other plans with him and Xavier Woods on Raw.
So you're saying the New Day?
Yeah.
Really? All right. I think this is where Retribution makes their mark. Both teams are faces. Nobody wants to see somebody lose. So I think this is where Retribution makes their mark. Now, Asuka, all right, against Sasha Banks. Who you got in this one?
Well, there's a fresh match we haven't seen before. I'm going to go Sasha Banks in this. I just think, like, she just recently won the title. I think they want to really make her that face of the women's division on SmackDown. Asuka, I think they're trying to phase out. They're finding a new opponent to build up so she can drop the title and go on to more meaningful feuds. So I see Sasha winning this. And then after the match, we're going to see maybe somebody come out, maybe Bayley, and interrupt her celebration.
It's Carmella, man. What do you mean, Bayley? Carmella.
Oh, so yeah, Carmella, that's right.
Okay. Women's Survivor Series match, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Lacey Evans, Peyton Royce, and Lana. Lana. I mentioned Lana. For Team Raw versus Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, and two other competitors to be announced. One of them, I'm going to announce it right now. All right? Do you know who that person is, Giancarlo?
Naomi.
Billie Kay. You'll see a fight between Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. Who you got in this one?
I'm going to go with the Raw team, but I think we're going to see Nia Jax be the casualty first. I think she'll be eliminated first. Probably try to take out Lana. She'll put her through a table like always, and then we'll see Lana throughout the match slowly overcome the odds, and I think Lana's going to be the sole survivor for Team Raw.
You're telling me she's going to crush it?
I think so. I wouldn't be surprised if this leads to a title match for Lana versus Asuka at TLC.
What? Keith Lee, AJ Styles, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, and Riddle. Who's the captain?
I think AJ Styles.
He's not the captain. Who made him the captain? Anyways, so that's Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbin, Seth Rollins, and to be determined. And I think to be determined will be, guess who?
The Undertaker?
No.
Daniel Bryan?
No.
Can't think who would be on Team SmackDown as a surprise.
Buddy Murphy!
I was thinking, okay, I thought when they had the qualifying match, he might be one of the guys you can pencil in, but I think they want to save him and Rollins a little bit. Depending on what happens.
Rollins is gone. Because Becky Lynch, like I said, 2-3 weeks is giving birth to a little baby. So Rollins, I think Rollins gets beat down at Survivor Series or just the SmackDown after on that Friday. I think he gets beat down.
Yeah. So then, Buddy would make sense. Even Dominic Mysterio, if they want to throw him in here, or Rey, one of those two.
Yeah, that's where That's what I was thinking about and all that. And of course, we got the main event of the evening, or I don't even know if this is a main event, but it's the main event. Drew McIntyre, WWE champion, versus Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion. Who you got here?
Yeah, I actually liked how they changed this last minute. I would have been like either way, like Roman versus Orton. I think it would have been better if they allowed them to really build it up and have the promos on both shows, but they didn't do that. I can understand why with especially they have to do two crews now with Monday and Friday, but Drew coming in last minute is like a rematch of their WrestleMania match. So I don't think he's going to win. I think Sheamus is going to cost him here and Roman's going to come out on top.
So you think that Sheamus is going to cost, but nowhere have I said Randy Orton on the card. Nowhere have I said Daniel Bryan on the card. Again, this is Survivor Series. One of the big, traditionally big four of the WWE got Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Randy Orton just was champion last week. Do you think he makes an impact? Daniel Bryan, you know, yes, yes, yes movement. You need Daniel Bryan here, okay? But getting back to Undertaker, I'm going to break some news here. This is why you come to the Barnburner TV Network, Zingo TV Channel 250, not because you see Giancarlo grow a fake mustache, all right? Not like mine, looking like him, okay? The Undertaker, 30-year anniversary. I think they're going to close it with that. And I have a feeling this is what it's going to happen. This is, first of all, Brock Lesnar comes out and does a number on both guys, enabling Miz, who, by the way, is not on the card, coming in to pin somebody and win the belt. And then you hear what, Giancarlo? I told you this prior to
the Undertaker.
The show. Go ahead.
The Undertaker coming out and beating the Miz for the title.
And retires as the champion. But throughout the night, I have been told of Survivor Series, we're going to see Savio Vega. We'll probably see The Godfather. We're going to see Kurt Angle. Probably Kane. I'd like to see Papa Shango, but anyways. A lot of guys who under, and I don't have to tell you, probably Triple H, Shawn Michaels, arguably Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Triple H, greatest WrestleMania matches. Would be interesting to see if they have Edge come out, because Edge, Undertaker had a good WrestleMania match also. But it's the 30-year anniversary of The Undertaker. What a way for him to... They say it's his farewell. Farewell to what? Is this his last fight? Or is he fighting? Or are they going to announce the Hall of Fame for 2021? Because traditionally, the Survivor Series always is the small lead-up to WrestleMania. Hint, hint. Something will happen at Survivor Series Sunday, 7 p.m. on the WWE Network. Something will happen that will lead to something at WrestleMania. I don't know what it is, but something will happen. Could The Undertaker be, you know, they're doing something for The Undertaker and then you hear Roman Reigns or whatever, like something will happen. Maybe it's Finn Balor. Maybe it's somebody, you know, who you don't expect, but something will happen. All right, Giancarlo, as I said, we're going to cut it short. Aaron was supposed to join us, but he had an emergency. Giancarlo, tell everybody how to get a hold of you. And by the way, Giancarlo, I know you do MMA. You got to be glued to Barnburner Live. First of all, glued at 8 o'clock. We got Captain Canada coming in, all right? But at 8:30, we got Kenai Andrews and Enrique talking about UFC 255, talking about Bellator, talking about anything under the sun for MMA. But Giancarlo, will tell everybody how they get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and check out all my articles, including the Survivor Series preview on barnburner.ca.
Giancarlo, didn't I teach you how to cut promos? What, when you close this out, you say, don't forget to check me out. What?
Sorry.
Don't forget to check me out tomorrow at 12:30.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With Carmen Asako, John Nelson. Definitely, I know one topic I'm definitely going to ask Carmen about. Today marked 25 years of Gianluigi Buffon's debut. We're definitely going to talk about that. So if you want to...
Of course, you're going to talk about that. And you still think he's the best goalie in the world?
He's the GOAT.
Yeah, the GOAT. Maybe he's the boat. And Natalia, never mind. All right. So our producer, I'd like to thank Teresa. Be back here at 8 o'clock. The flagship show of the Barnburner TV network will be joined by Captain Canada, Drew Ebanks of OnPointBasketball.com. Talk about the NBA draft and Klay Thompson, torn Achilles again. Then at 8:30, as mentioned, Enrique and Kenai Andrews talking MMA, Steve Cartney and Scott Churchin talking NFL at 9 o'clock, and at 10, the return, Giancarlo of Elizabeth Rostestan returning. Stay tuned for Barnburner Live coming up at 8 p.m. Thanks a lot, Giancarlo.
Thanks, Joe.